podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to A Choir Kid's Dream, where I, DJ Melody, will teach you how to songwrite, record, and market your music. It's DJ Melody here, and for my first episode, I'm going to explain to you why I think that you should take up music. And I'm going to start off with kind of talking about some terminology that you should know before we get started. And I'm going to explain what my podcast is going to be about. So if you're here, then I'm going to assume that you really like music. Maybe you've sang before. Maybe you know a little bit about some instruments. But I'm going to assume that you really like music and that you might want to get started in songwriting. Now, am I going to teach you how to be a complete professional? Probably not. But I can teach you how to make demos and kind of just how to put yourself out there and maybe meet people who are really good at it. Because I myself am probably more beginner intermediate. I recently just joined a band a couple months ago. I've done a duo with my uncle for a while, but I'm mainly just the singer because I have done choir and I'm very versed in being a vocalist. But I am going to show you a little bit about introductory things for instruments and songwriting, because I also know a little bit about that. So we're going to talk about the local music scene and open mics first. Now, what is an open mic? Well, an open mic is basically just what it sounds like. Anybody can go up to the microphone and sing. Sometimes they also have open mics that are for other artists where it's like poetry, or, you know, they get to show their books they might have written. But this is just going to be a singing open mic that I'm going to talk about. I love singing open mics. You know, you can go and sing, maybe even just play chords and sing, or play the real instrument if you can learn that for your song. You can, which is covers, or even write your own song and go. But anyways, that's the first thing that I'm going to bring up, because that's how I got started as a musician, and that's how I was able to join my band, and that's why I'm currently writing demos and working with a local producer. But anyways, so you might be thinking, musicians make no money, why can't I just find a profitable hobby, or why would I have this desire to do something that often doesn't work out for a lot of people? Well, you lose a little bit of money, but you also have some priceless experiences, right? You get to meet smart, open-minded, kind, and driven people, right? They're very individualistic, but also very friendly to all different types of personalities. I know even in my band, we tend to have very different genres, but we get to clash and combine a lot of our genres that we like. And I think music speaks to the soul a lot. Like, we kind of all have music that really hits us really hard, that has helped us get through hard times, or even, you know, make easier times better. And I think music is kind of what brings everybody together. So for me, I'm super passionate about it. And even though I might not have known a ton in the beginning, I now know enough to jam, which is, you know, just hanging out with musicians and being able to sing with them, even play a couple of piano lines, and even now bass. So I want to show you how I was able to get started within 2 years, because I started in summer 2022. Now it's fall 2024, and I feel like I'm really taking off, and I want to help you do that too, if that's something that you want. So another pro to it is it increases your creativity. So jazz improvisers often score higher on creativity tests, and even evidence shows they have improved perceptual and cognitive skills. So executive functioning, if you struggle with that and have ADHD, even just general intelligence and auditory working memory. People who sing or do music a little bit or a lot, they are 64% likely to get Alzheimer's. So that's really cool, because it's a disease that 1/3 of people have past the age of 65. Also, according to a lot of career websites, musicians are in the top 8% of ratings for happiest careers, with a 4.1 out of 5. So a lot of negative stereotypes, such as struggling musician, may not be entirely true. Now, financially, maybe, but we're also going to talk about ways to do things for cheap. For example, I got my bass on Amazon for $100, and it works in shows, you know, especially we're going to talk about this more when I talk about performing, but especially as someone who's still a little bit of a beginner, you don't have to have the most expensive equipment. People actually can see it as you thinking that you're better than you are. So again, it does not have to be expensive at all, at least from the beginning. You can kind of judge out the cost of getting something more expensive later down the line when maybe you're even making revenue from this. So some other pros are you can express yourself, have a unique image for yourself, have a flexible schedule, meet interesting people who all have a very unique style of playing, kind of like I was talking about earlier, have an excuse to travel, socialize, and get out of your comfort zone. So, but there is, but you know, it's not going to be easy from the beginning. Starting a new hobby can be difficult. You need to know what you're getting into. So I am going to focus on a couple instruments when I do talk about my song, when I do have my songwriting episodes. So I'm going to talk about the piano because that's definitely where I think I shine a lot, especially as like a mezzo soprano. I love those ballads by Adele on the piano and things like that. But it did take about 3 to 5 years for me to get good at it. And that's where a lot of online sources I saw as well. And my friends, you know, it takes 3 to 5 years to get good enough to even begin to learn pieces like For Elise or be able to really play advanced chords. But you can also sing and play along to songs in about 6 months if you really put the effort into it and you pick really easy chords. So I think it's a really cool instrument for someone who knows they're really good at singing. The bass is also really cool. You can join bands with it. I know I had to learn the bass for my band. So that takes about 2 years to get to intermediate to slightly advanced songs is what I've been told. I personally was able to learn a song that is called Advanced for my song for my show in the next week. It's called Mr. Greaves by the Pixies. I'm super proud that I learned that, but there is definitely some tricks I can tell you to learn that instrument faster. And I also missed an important one is singing. So I'm going to talk about all three of mine first. So I do piano, bass, and singing. So your voice does count as an instrument. It supposedly takes 6 months to learn. Just like all these things that I'm talking about, how long it takes to learn, it really would take even longer to master, right? As a singer, I'm always still working on my range. Sometimes I lose it and I have to get it back. There's a lot of different exercises. And then also just knowing where your natural range sits. There's a lot to be said about singing, and I'm going to talk about that next episode, along with the concept of melodies and harmonies, right? I'm going to talk about singing in its own episode, and then probably another episode with the other instruments and songwriting with that. So that's why my podcast is called The Choir Kids Dream, because it's how to get us choir kids more into everything else. And also, if you're here and maybe singing isn't your thing, or you just are completely new to music in general, you could still be here. I'm not going to kick you out. I'd love to have you, because I'm teaching you how to do beginning musicianships for anybody. So guitar is also one of those common instruments. I know very little about it. My skill level is campfire guitarist. We'll talk about that later. I'm kind of embarrassed to say that, but it's still a skill level. But it took me about a couple months to get there. But it can be difficult, but there's some different tricks you can do to get better at it, such as learning different tunings. So I will talk about it a little bit, but it's something that I don't spend a lot of time learning. And also, there's also ukulele, which is what a lot of songwriters learn. I don't know much about it, but I might have a couple guest speakers down the line, and hopefully they could tell you about it. So this all differs from person to person too. You know, it depends how much you're going to practice, and it also depends how into it you are and how willing you are to, you know, get those motor movements down, because that can be a different pace for everyone. So learning an instrument is the first step to becoming a musician, whether that be voice or whatever, and it's very respectable. It could be a lot of hard work, and even if you can't afford lessons, I'm going to show you how to self-teach yourself. So any that appeals to you, then I'm very excited to teach you. I'm also going to try to talk about a little bit about recording demos on your own. So demos are kind of what we could put on Spotify, but usually you need a producer to help it sound more clean, but demos like very close to that. So I'm going to try to teach you how to do that. And so I'm a singer. I know I keep talking about it a lot, so I figured I'd just give you a little bit more background. So 10 years, yes, I've sang for 10 years. I sing the national anthem every year at public events and get paid for it. My grandma taught me. She's a mezzo-soprano in the San Francisco Opera. My vocal range, it spans 3 octaves, so A3 to A6. But I can go out of that a lot, but that's my performing range that I prefer to stay in. And so now we are, and I am going to probably sing in the next episode, so be prepared for that. So my band is TMFT. I'll let you think about what that stands for. But there's a lot of songs on Spotify right now, so I really encourage you to check it out. My personal favorite is Dog Meat. A lot of people like Pink Flamingos and Exhaust. My favorite to sing is actually I'm Not So Sure About This. But yeah, I really enjoy my band. And I also really enjoy going to open mics and playing piano on my own. And I'm going to be really excited because I'm going to show you some of my original songs. We're doing our songwriting episode and kind of show you how I made them and also show you some popular songs that a lot of you guys may like and kind of how they decide to lyrically and instrumentally arrange that. So again, while I'm more beginner coming into the intermediate phase of getting involved, I really want to speak my knowledge that I have on this show and teach people at multiple levels something new. I waited until I could play piano decently and sing until I put myself out there, but I want you to know that I wish that I put myself out there earlier because doing it with your friends, with new friends, is so much better and people are way less judgmental than you would think. So I really want to encourage that. And another thing is I know that we just do it, that doing it, that at the end of the day, if you just want to do this for fun, that's okay. I'm going to teach you all the professional and semi-professional things, but even if you just want to go and hang out just once a month and go do something related to music, I want to get you up to that skill level to be able to do that. So there are some words that I've used that you may not know. Okay, I'm going to wait a minute and just figure this out. So before the next episode, I want you to learn your vocal range. Now, even if you didn't come here to sing, I want you to try because a lot of people who end up learning instruments, they say they wish they sang because then they have to go hang out with singers usually to be able to get that. So I want you to go to the first 2 black keys. So you see on the piano how there's 2 black keys, then 3, then 2, then 3. So if you're on a keyboard, it'll just be those first 2. But if you are on a piano, then it will just be the next 2 where there's going to be 3 next to it and it's going to be all even. So that key that is on the left of that first black key you see, the double black key, that is C. It goes C, D, E, F, G, A, B. So it goes in that order on the white keys, and then the B is going to be on the right of the last black key of those 3 black keys things you see. So those little 7, you have those 7 white notes, and then the next one on the right will then be another white note. And when that's going to be the next C, because the next C is going to be the next thing with the 2 black keys. So I want you to just sing, and I want you to be honest. You have to be able to fully sing it with a little bit of your chest voice at least, and it has to kind of sound full. I want you to find the lowest note on the keyboard that you can do that, or the piano, and then I want you to find the highest note. So remember the order. It goes that first one on the, it goes C, D, E, F, G, A, B. And you can look this up online too, just to be sure that you have it right. Just look up a keyboard notes image, and that should work. But so then the first one is going to be on the very left. That's going to be C1. That's C1. And then the next C you have is C2. The next is C3, C4, C5. And then there's the same thing with all the other numbers, right? So then on the far left, right, then we have the next one. Oh, sorry. I'm doing a podcast, but I have like 1 minute left. Take two. So then the next one is D, and then the next octave, which is going to be the next time you see that same note with the two black keys, that's going to be D2, D3, D4, etc. So eventually you have your lowest note that you tapped and your highest note that you tapped. So for example, mine is C, D, E, F, G, A. Sorry, I still count. But mine is when you have those three black keys, and mine is that second white key that's in between the first and second black key on the left hand. I go from A3, so that's the third kind of one that's the third black area that has those three black keys. So I go from A3 up to A6. So it's the same thing, but just the sixth, the third and the sixth. That's my performing range. But I can go in and out of that. So that is something that we're going to talk about. I'm going to sing a lot in the next episode. I'm going to encourage you to sing along with me. We're going to discuss what is the best for your voice type and talk about what your voice type is, depending on your range and your timbre and all of that. So I'm really excited to help you with your music. And singing is the first step. And then after that, we can talk about playing along with it. We can talk about all those ways to record, all those ways to meet people, maybe even join a band someday, maybe be famous. So until next time, come along and I'll help you out measure by measure.